Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, with us is the man who runs it all, the one and only Mr. Baby Hands Brad. And we have the voice of the intro, the man that came from being a goth to working on a pod, Mr. Jacob, and the one who's more elusive than Carmen Sandiego herself, the one, the infamous Mr. MTD. Now join us as we get the opportunity to talk about the movie Body Parts. What's up, everybody?
What's happening? It's so good to be recording with you guys. I feel like it's been a while since MTD's been here. He's missed a couple lately.
He was like, I'm done with your guys' shenanigans. I'm taking a break, and I will be back when I'm good and ready.
I texted with him today, and I said, we're going to record tonight at, your time. I gave the time, and he said, I should be available. And I'm like, well, should be? What is he talking? What has he got planned? What has he got going on tonight? Like, what's he doing?
He's a retired guy. He's busy. He's got things to do.
He does more in retired life than he did in work life. He's a mover and a shaker.
He said, I have a busy life.
Okay, MTD, what was the highlight of your day today?
I hope it's something like I went and got a hot dog. Because that'd be
a good nap.
Oh yeah, hey. I mean, that just makes me jealous. So
I got a hot dog over at Sam's Club today. It was really good.
It's amazing how we despise naps until you start hitting a certain age, and then you're just like, man, a good nap. That's amazing. It just hits the spot.
I used to hate nap time in kindergarten. Like,
oh yeah, now you love it.
But even in kindergarten, I had the mind enough to go, I want to lay by a chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to. Yeah. Listeners, we have big news. Big news on the pod. MTD doesn't even know this. Jacob is moving close to my house.
That's true. That is happening. Yes.
I got to say, I'm excited. I'm really excited. But we need to know from the listeners, Jacob. Should we get walkies?
I'm going to live so close to Brad that through my apartment window, I'll be able to look into his windows.
So should we get walkie-talkies? My wife says, no, Moss, you can't have the walkie-talkie. She's firm.
I think it's a must.
But think about it. Imagine if MTD lived across the road. All three of us had walkies.
It'd be amazing.
Jake, what are you up to, man? Over.
I love how you hit your mute button like three times trying to do that.
I did. It's all man move.
I have a feeling that if we did do the walkie deal, yours would last about 10 seconds before I was looking out my apartment window and see Kristen in your driveway just smashing it on the ground.
Middle finger.
That'd be amazing.
This is what's going to happen. Kristen's going to be in there. You're going to be in there and see, like, hey, Brad, want to kiss me a little bit, Brad? And I'll start kissing her. And
I'll be like, Brad, baby hands. What do you do, baby hands?
Kristen, hold on. Hold that thought. Hold that kiss, Kristen. What up, bro?
And then the next time we talked about this, and then the next announcement would be, Jacob, I need to sleep on your couch. I'm on my way over.
That's a 10-4, little buddy.
That's exactly how that would go.
This would be MTD on the mic. This would be him on our walkies. Nothing. I think we should get walkies.
I think we should. And you found some great ones, the G.I. Joe walkies.
G.I. Joe walkie. We would be so boss having a G.I. Joe walkie.
We would.
I wonder if it would stretch from where you are to my house.
Maybe. Maybe not in the basement, but it probably would if you're upstairs.
Oh, my gosh. What if we got a walkie and we heard, like scary stuff happening? Like, we could hear the future on the walkie.
That'd be crazy. Or we pick up, like, some secret government transmissions, and we're getting into these privileges.
We have these idiots, these two middle-aged men on walkies. Don't they now have long-distance walkies? I think they do, but I bet those G.I. Joes are not very long-distance.
They do, MTD, but your son wants G.I. Joe walkies.
I want the G.I. Joe walkies. I always wanted those as a kid, never got them.
I suggested.
I have a friend to walkie with.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
MTD's like, I'm not taking a walkie to work, Brad.
Now I'm picturing his little baby hand, Brad, just sitting at home in his bedroom. He's got a pair of walkies, and he's like talking to himself, like holding one away. He's like, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You got it? Over. I think you did have walkies. Did I have walkies? I don't remember having walkies.
MTD's calling you out on your information.
He might, but, you know, I'm not saying his memory is top-notch, but okay. Neither one of our memories are good anymore.
I was going to say, you're forgetting just as much. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, MTD, Jacob's not going to get this joke, but listeners might. You and I are going to be like, remember the Seinfeld episode with Lloyd Bridges? And he had his dad, and they were always hanging out together, but his dad was even older. That's going to be you and I, Jacob. They're gonna be like, wait, your dad's still alive? I'm like, who cares? He's still alive. He's 110. And then you'll be like, I could work out too.
Hot take. Okay. Seinfeld, yeah. Overrated.
Yeah, I disagree. That's the one thing in life you and I do not see eye to eye on, Jacob.
We do not. And White Castle.
So we're doing 1991's Body Parts.
1991 Body Parts.
Sounds like an adult movie.
It really does. It's not the greatest title for a movie.
It's a dumb title.
When you suggested this movie, I'm like, "What? This is a family network, Brad. What are you trying to make us watch here?"
Trust me, this is not an adult erotic movie at all. There's nothing in this movie.
The title of this movie should have been Body Parts, No Action Involved.
They should have did it. Be Body, P-A-R-T-Z, Body Parts.
What are we going, like 90s pop bands?
Could be. MTD, what was the budget on this movie and what did it make? This movie could not have made much money. It looked like it was filmed on a Samsung, Nokia, or whatever.
Even the posters for this movie don't look good.
But the synopsis on the IMDb sounded interesting.
It's true. Speaking of posters, do you remember back in the day how iconic, like, a really good movie poster was? Like, it was everything.
Yeah, like, what's an iconic movie poster you can remember?
Oh,
I mean, besides, like Back to the Future, that's iconic.
That's iconic. The first Batman movie poster was amazing. I mean, they were all done really well because they were, it almost made, I guess, its budget.
I can't, $9.2 million in 1991 had to be like $25 million, man.
Which is bonkers because this movie was not great. It was fantastic.
So I was I know I've told this story before. I'm going to say it again on the pod. I mean, we get new listeners every episode, I'm sure. So in high school, I used to go up to the video store all the time. And there's a video store by my house that gave away the movie posters when they were done. And I would score some great ones, like Happy Gilmore. I mean, I had those posters in my room. I look like a VHS store at this point. I had Pamela Anderson in Barbed Wire. I mean, that's prime Pamela Anderson.
Oh, you're lying. That was on your ceiling.
Oh, gosh. It should have been. Over my bed was Pamela Anderson in Baywatch. I remember, this is funny. Speaking of chicks, man, I remember I was thinking about this story the other day. I got this shirt given to me by a cousin of mine. MTD, man, I remember this shirt. I was in high school, and I wore it to school one time, and then the folks were like, you're never wearing this shirt again. It's going in the garbage. And I was like, I don't understand why it's going in the garbage. You know, you're like, I'm almost an adult. I shouldn't be able to wear this shirt. But now that I'm a man of old age, I would never let my child wear that shirt to church, to school. It was a nice chopper. Like, I'm talking the hottest motorcycle you could ever find. Okay. Right? That's okay. But on top of this was a girl in a bikini.
Oh, geez. And you wore that to school?
I wore it to school. And I'm like, what? Okay, first off, bikini clad chick on a shirt is getting you no chicks in real life.
Nah.
Or at least I carried one on my shirt. You know, she wasn't inside out like MTD is with Ashley. But she was facing the world instead of facing the chest. But yeah, that shirt got like one wear and then it was gone. They're like, you ain't wearing this shirt again. Under this roof, you ain't wearing a shirt with a girl in an American, and it was American flag bikini too, man. Like you had little flags right there.
Which is funny because like you said, you would not allow Max to wear something like that nowadays.
Heck no, I wouldn't. I would make him watch me trash it too. I'd be like, you're going to watch this. This is going in the garbage.
You're making Kristen hold his eyes open. You're like, you will watch me throw this away.
You will watch it. I'll be looking at the shirt. Can I get one last glance? Okay, it's going in the garbage. Okay.
Oh, man.
MTD has said nothing about this story in the chat. I don't understand. He doesn't remember this, but I remember it.
Secretly, he kept it. He never did throw it away.
Oh my gosh. Power move. He shows up and he's wearing it. Oh my gosh. He's like, you thought I threw this away, didn't you, boy?
That'd be amazing.
He's got it on.
The next time he comes and visits you, he's just wearing it.
Oh my gosh. That'd be awesome. He said, I still have it. That would be amazing if he still had it. I would love to see that shirt again, man.
That would be pretty awesome. That'd be a power move. That'd be the ultimate power move.
That would be the best Instagram post we could have as a show. Like, we would show that and be like, to learn more about this, tune into episode Body Parts 1991.
It would be better than the picture you tried to advertise for this movie.
Yeah, MTD, you're watching this right now. So I sent this to Jacob. I'm like, should we advertise this photo as the Body Parts promo? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't say yeah. I said it was funny and hilarious.
It looks like I'm trying to feed you, by the way.
It does.
And I've got my hand on your chest like we're an item.
It's you so see bad.
It's so, we look so. I love how Chad. I love how when I AI videos or photos, I'm your height in these, which is kind of funny because I'm a lot shorter than you.
You are.
But we look so happy there. I mean, we look like.
Oh, see,
we're celebrating our honeymoon out in the countryside, and we're hitting each other with back scratchers. He says you don't look gay.
So when you're typing that in, the bad part is ChatGPT is like searching through your phone. He's like, oh man, he texted this guy a whole lot. They must be really close.
Oh, he's being sarcastic. He's like, please post it. Please post it. Please post it. He's a troll. He creates all these fake accounts just to troll us.
That's hilarious.
So do you want this 1 minute synopsis of this
we
movie,
do.
Jacob?
Let's get
before,
into this.
Before we get to this, we have a sponsor. We have sponsors, man.
This is going to go downhill.
Network keeps bringing these sponsors. And I mean, this one sounds interesting. Quick question. 30 seconds. Quick question. Are your arms tired of being your arms? Are your legs, frankly, holding you back, Jacob?
No, I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I thought so. Introducing Limbomatic, the world's first why improve yourself when you can replace yourself clinic. I like that. Why improve when you can replace? We surgically attach brand new arms and legs, stronger, faster, shinier, and emotionally unavailable. Look at that. He can lift a car now with his new legs. He can jump over his problems. He cannot sit down anymore. Choose from styles like business arms, beach arms, or our most popular option. We found these. That's not a glitch. We found these, and they're going to be good for you. Witness the confidence, the power, the sudden loss of door frames. Side effects may include accidental parkour, aggressive thumbs up, and forgetting which limbs are yours in the shower. Limbomatic, new arms, new legs, same bad decision. Limbomatic is not responsible for extra limbs, missing limbs, or becoming too powerful for society. Limbomatic. Get your discount now with type in the code word limb and you can save 5% on your new arm.
Very nice. So you don't even have to lose a limb. You can just hack off the one you got and replace
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I'm tired of my baby hands. So see, I'm getting big hands. I'm going to be looking like Mickey Mouse in here, man. Big hands.
But if you lose your baby hands, you lose your identity.
Well, I'll be Big Hands Brad. And then people will be like, oh, he's got big hands.
No, we'll start calling you Disappointed Brad because you got rid of your baby hands.
I'm going to put my baby hands as like a necklace. Oh. Just a reminder. You see my little baby hand right here. But that's a baby hand. No. MTD, I'm going to keep this short. We have Body Parts is a heartwarming story of a man who survives a car accident, loses an arm, and then immediately learns why you should never accept a haunted limb from the modern bargain bin of modern medicine. Our hero Bill gets a shiny new transplanted arm from an executed serial killer because in 91, doctors were like, yeah, vibes seem fine at first. Everything's great. The arm works. It writes. It murders. Minor detail. Soon the arm develops opinions, strong ones. It strangles people, throws knives, and generally acts like it's still trying to finish a to-do list from death row. Bill, meanwhile, spends the movie looking confused, as if he's just now realizing his arm did not come with a warranty. As bodies pile up, Bill discovers he's not alone. Apparently, the killer donated his body like a Costco multi-pack, and everyone has a piece now, and everyone's having a bad week. The movie ends exactly how you expect. Frantic, limb-based violence, yelling at your own body, and the clear medical lesson that some parts should stay separated forever. That's Body Parts, 1991, starring Jeff Fahey. Is
yeah.
that quick enough for you, MTD?
So the movie starts out, this guy is a psychiatrist for...
Yeah, it's like we're watching a Lifetime movie at the beginning.
Yeah, he's a psychiatrist for the mentally insane, basically, is how this guy starts off. And he gets in a car accident. Which,
well, we see him talking to a death row guy, right?
We do, yeah. So he's talking to a death row guy.
Says like 50 F words in like this one little
scene. He does. But then he gets in the car accident, okay? And the car accident that this guy has, you're not worried about if your arm is ever going to be reattached. You're dead. You not only are flung out your windshield, you're then ejected like 50 feet in the air by the other car that he bounces off of. The only scratch he has is his arm's got to go.
I got to be honest. If I survived, I'm looking between. I'm looking down. Oh, Jacob stopped recording. Whoa. That's a rarity. Jacob never leaves the chat, and he's like, you know what? I'm done with that. We're going to keep talking, you and me, MTD. So this guy is in a car crash. Can we imagine if I did movie torture by myself? He's back. He left us, and I was like talking. I was continuing the story.
Good.
So I want to know, like, did he notice the wheels were kind of shaky on that car?
I'm assuming not, like, because they like keep showing us, but he's like oblivious. Because isn't he talking on the phone or something?
Don't you watch that stuff though?
I do all the time. Yes.
Yeah, because I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. No, but anybody would notice that wheel. It wasn't like a little wobble. That wheel was like, wobble, 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 wobble.
Yeah, it was like flapping in the wind, man. Like it's like. But I got to be honest. If I went through the windshield and I survived, I'm looking down to see if I still have something important. I would much rather have that.
But how fast. He was projected out of that car. It doesn't matter. You ain't living through that.
Yeah, he's gone.
Because then he hits the other car that he hit and then bounces straight up in the air.
He's definitely sipping from a straw for a while, right?
Something.
Okay, so this movie gets right to it. I do love the runtime. It is about an hour 22 runtime after credits and stuff, right?
Hour 22 runtime, and it's about an hour 18 before he gets some action.
Oh, there's no action in this movie, listeners, for real. This was one of those movies that would be in the HBO book that I like to peruse that I would skip. Because I'm like, body parts, I'm going to definitely see some in this right here, you know? And I'm like, no, there's none. So I'm like, I ain't watching a movie called Body Parts. That's crazy. You know, Wait, Jacob, I know we sound crazy. Did you name an iconic poster? You asked me that question. Did we get there?
Well, yeah, I said Batman was of back in the 90s, 80s.
Oh, you didn't ask me what I thought was an iconic poster.
What was iconic for you? We now sound like two.
Jurassic Park is a good one.
It is a good
Jurassic one. Park is a really good poster.
We now sound like
is good too.
Two senile old men. Jacob, did you ask me about the poster?
I don't know, huh? Did I? MTD. I don't even know what's going on. Where am I?
I'm not getting here.
Why am I listening to these two weirdos? One just son. My son, he died 20 years ago.
You totally just reminded me of the dog from Up, the one that gets distracted by everything.
Oh, like, yeah, huh? That's us, man. So, what's better than this movie? So this doctor is like, tells the wife, we have this procedure. Let's do that scene, Jacob. I want to be the nurse or the doctor, and you be the wife of the man.
Okay.
So, he's going to lose an arm.
Which arm is he losing?
it's going to be his dominant arm. It definitely, he's fine. He's going to live. We're just going to saw off one arm.
Just pull the plug.
I mean, we could kill him. We could. I mean, but it's just an arm. I mean, don't you just think maybe he could live? Maybe. But I have something I want to throw out to you. So I have this crazy friend. I know her from the past. We did a lot of, narcotics when we were young. She has this experimental thing where she'll reattach someone else's arm to your husband. What do you think? I'm going to give you like 0 seconds because I got to know like yesterday, but I'm going to be slow about telling the story. So
how much does it cost? What's the cost?
It's free. We're going to do this. It's free. We've got the arm after tonight when he's electric. I mean, when we get it, we'll get that arm.
Well, I can't pass up a good bargain, so let's do it.
Okay, I like that. You know what? He's going to enjoy this new arm. Could be a little longer than his other arm. He could almost have ape arms. Could be one arm.
That would be so much better of a movie. The arm's like 4 inches way longer than his other arm. That he's gonna.
Oh my gosh! I want to see that, listeners. I literally called Jacob up and I'm like, "Here's the problem with this movie. Like, how does this arm fit perfectly on the other side? I feel like I would get like some 7-footer's arm and I would look so dumb. I'd be like trying to carry this thing. Be like,
it'd be dragging on the ground." That would have been so good.
I've got it. It's over here.
two right arms. Exactly.
Yeah, it would be like this. I would scratch my face like this all the time.
You can never turn your palms up. Like one hand would never do this.
Shake on it. I'd be like,
it'd be such a. Hopefully, that's not the hand you wipe your bum with.
Oh my gosh, we should make a movie where a guy. We should make this again, but make it a comedy.
This movie would be so much better as a comedy.
100%. He could be going around trying to get adjusted with his arm and it's on backwards.
Or you get two left feet. Oh my God. You're always walking in a circle because you can't go straight.
Jacob, would you rather take my leg or my arm?
If I have to choose, I'll go with your arm. I wouldn't be able to walk with your leg.
My arm would look so funny on you, though. I
wouldn't be able to walk. Your leg would be like to my knee right now. I wouldn't be able to use that leg.
It would be funny, though. You would be limping everywhere. You'd be like...
Limping? I'd be on one knee and one leg.
But my arm would look hilarious on you because it'd be so short.
I'd always smack you with the Brad arm.
They would call you alligator arm.
I'd look like a T-Rex.
Listeners can't see me imitating this right now, but I'm imitating. Oh my goodness. Like, imagine if I had your leg. Dude.
You'd be so off-kiltered.
I would be like...
You'd constantly be falling over.
If I had your arm, though,
everybody's like, Brad, stand up straight. You're like, I am standing up straight.
I'd have back problems. I could. Jacob, call me and ask me to help you move. I've got your leg now. Call me. Hey, Jacob, what's up, man?
Hey, baby hands. I really need help. I'm moving here, man. You got to come help me move.
The back is hurting, man. You know, I got this long leg right now. It's really hurting my back, man. I don't think I can, man. I'm going to be laying down while I listen to movie torture, man.
I gave you that leg. You need to come help me.
Yeah, but it's a big leg, man. You're a lot taller than me, man. I'm a little dude, man.
Oh, what if I had one of your legs, you had one of my legs, and we always had to like prop each other up so we could bounce each other out when we walked?
We would look so stupid. But you know, like, there's always hurt back guy that can never help move. There's like, oh, I got the back pain, bro. I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be me from now on. Like, I would be that.
Are you blaming on that on the leg, or is that you now?
No. What if I got both your legs? Ooh, now I'm.
And I have
tall.
To have both your legs.
Yes, you but, take both.
But no, here's the detail. But our frames are still the same.
Yes. You look like Gru.
Giant frame on these tiny little legs.
And I would be this little frame up here, the big tall legs. I'd be like, I'm on stilts. So I got your legs and your arms, but you kept the torso.
Oh my goodness.
This is amazing.
Could you handle the elevation up there? Would you need oxygen?
Oh, I'd be so happy. I'd be like, MTD, I'm taller than you now.
And then MTD comes with like Shaquille O'Neal's legs. He's like,
oh man, he goes and gets a really big guy's legs. And he's like, you ain't taller than me.
Oh my goodness.
Man, imagine if we could do that though. Pop new legs on.
That'd be weird.
It would be weird. He says, I need to AI these pigs.
You do. You do.
Me and you with like really tall legs. Nothing but legs.
Like, unfortunately,
that might be a
though,
funny photo for body parts when we promote it.
That's not how this movie goes.
No. Movie goes in a weird way. I feel like all these movies we do would be so much better if they just let me and you in the room.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay. So if we ever make a movie, do you think it would be smart for us to hire someone who's a realist that just sits in there and goes, oh, that's kind of stupid? Just
no.
To sit around. No.
Because we're both like, stupid.
I live with that. I can like, just scream my wife. That's a dumb idea. That's so stupid. What are you thinking?
But, like, here's the other problem with this movie, like the big arching problem with this movie. You have no investment in the character. I could care less what happens to this character. Like, there's no attachment to this character whatsoever.
No, it's like they want you to... This was after Pet Sematary, right?
Yeah.
But with Pet Sematary, you got to know the lead guy who was the professor who moved.
Yeah.
And you sympathized with him.
Right.
And this is kind of like the same. It's kind of like a setup. This guy's got a family. He's got kids. Now he's mean. In Pet Sematary, that guy kind of turned mean. Didn't he turn mean? He did, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you knew that guy. This movie, you have no investment in this man. I could care less if he takes a bullet to the head 10 minutes in. It doesn't matter to me.
No, because it goes right from he gets in the car accident, gets his new arm, rehabilitates. And we're moving with life. And then you're like, okay, the action picks up. No, it doesn't. Well, child abuse picks up because now he has the sudden urge to like just beat his kid.
Yeah, which is weird. His kid comes in, he's like, ah. And then he's like, and then he's like, okay, then I got another question about this movie that is so stupid. So now he's staying at the motel, right?
Oh, yeah.
What motel has an answering machine? He's like, I'm currently living somewhere else right now. He says it in the answering machine.
He does.
That's so dumb. If Krista threw me out, my phone message would not be, hey, you've reached Brad. I'm currently not living with my wife now. She threw me out. And leave me a message. I'll love to invite you. I have nothing but time. And big arms and big legs. So I'll call you back. Beep.
What? It would be a much better investment in the character if he actually was doing murdering. He does none of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You got the guy who plays Chucky in this movie. Second appearance of Brad Dourif in this movie.
Yeah.
Like he was in I was like, what movie was Brad Dourif in that we watched? Jacob, do you remember?
I don't.
Urban Legend.
Oh, yes. That's
he was
right.
In Urban Legend. So he pops up. You got Chucky in this movie. These guys should partner up and all start murdering together. That would be a great scene where they're all like using each part that they have to slice up someone. You know, that would be great. At least some action.
Well, it's like, and then the story doesn't even follow or make sense because his arm makes him want to hurt people, but he never kills anybody. The other guy with the arm, he just wants to be an artiste and paint beautiful pictures. The guy with the legs is just dunking like Jordan because apparently these legs came from the superhero. But he doesn't want to hurt nobody. It's just the guy with the arm.
Legs that dunk. If I started dunking, would you not be weirded out? You'd be like, whoa, I didn't know you could do that, Brad.
I would.
Like, I feel like they would all be wondering why I'm dunking now.
It's just the whole story. It makes just, it's so weird. It's like have the arm start murdering people. He murders no one in this entire movie. Oh, yeah, I guess at the end he does.
You want to see some murder in this movie, but you don't see it. You never see it. You don't see it at all. And
basically, this whole movie is him finding out, doing all this research, and you're basically watching him do all of his research to then find out that the arm is basically possessing his thoughts. And then he goes and discovers that the guy with the other arm and the guy with the legs, and it's just like, okay.
He done a lot of research. Have you ever seen the Michael Caine movie, The Hand? Way better than this.
I haven't, no.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to tell you what The Hand is here.
I would rather watch the Addams Family and watch Thing run around than this movie.
The Hand. We should do The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. 1981's The Hand. A comic book artist loses his hand, which in turn takes on a murderous life of its own. It's on Tubi. We should do this movie. I bet you it's better. It's 1 hour, 40 minutes. Oh my gosh. You know who directed this movie?
Who?
We've never done a movie from him. Oliver Stone.
Oh.
It's got good reviews. A great blast to watch. Oh my gosh.
Did MTD see The Hand, or was it The Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
I saw that long ago. Are you talking The Hand or The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, MTD? That's the... Oh, Michael Caine. I got Michael Caine. I'm going to grab my hand and I'm going to do some killing. Why is Michael Caine from Australia? The Hand? We should do The Hand. I actually just want to watch The Hand again. I didn't know it was on Tubi. It's on Tubi.
We tend to watch a lot of bad movies, right? Hence our podcast, right?
We do.
It never baffles me. It always makes me wonder when people read these scripts and they get picked up, like, are they truly reading these? Be like, this is a hit. This movie, we got something. People are going to be flooding to the gates for this movie.
I feel like it's as if we went to Vegas and we dropped $15 million in a slot machine, that the payout would be for every $15 million, we'll give you $5,000 back. That's what it's like. Like, there's no winning with these movies. Like, you see this movie, you're like, this is a crappy investment. Why am I investing into this? You know what they should have done? The investors there should have invested into Apple.
They should have. Like, or is Amazon. There not one person in the room was like, I don't know about this, guys. This movie seems kind of dumb.
You think we could add a little few more kills in this movie, Mr. Producer? What do you think? A few more kills, maybe?
No. I've already told you like 5 different times. This movie's about the thematic story of him discovering himself in his new arm and coming to terms with, like, you lose something, but you learn to live with another and can live a happy life.
Yeah, but I think the fans, you know, we're coming off. We got Freddy Krueger. We got, you know, Child's Play. Do you think we could get maybe The Hand, like, you know, slices an Achilles tendon, maybe. You know, maybe a little boom, boom, boom with the girl having a dream in a bra. Maybe.
People are tired of that. I think you think you know movies, but I know movies, okay? I know movies.
And but this is going to be the sensibility. Next hit. This is body parts. I mean, could we name it something else? Why body parts, Mr. Producer?
Oh, because it's about body parts.
But that's really spot on. Don't we want to, like, we could call it maybe, you know, The Arms of a Killer or something like that.
Oh, that would have been a good title.
Or Executed Arm. I mean, maybe that. Or Chicken Leg. I don't know. I mean, something creepy. Can we be creepier, Mr. Producer Man?
When you start paying the bills around here, you make the decisions. I know what's best.
I'm just going to go invest into Amazon. There's this Bezos down the street in this garage. Maybe I can make some money. I don't know.
You want to go throw your money away? Go do it.
I think I will. I'm gonna go light it up right now at Bezos. I just show it. We got to have some killing. I want to see a murdering. Give me a shoot.
I mean, you do get a murder.
Yeah, not what we
want. Minute 28.
We get this guy thrown out of a window, which looked comically like a dummy.
Just rips the painter guy. Just rips his arm right off. He's like,
if I had a new arm, I mean, really, if I had a new arm, there's so many things I'd want to try with this arm.
Like what?
I mean, there's so many things, like the strength. You know, we could do this. You know, I could caress Kristen. There's so many things I could do this arm for. You'd be like, oh, Brad, what?
You bring up a great point. What? If you were to get like a power lifter's arm, do you gain that strength? Or are you just like...
Yes, you do. What if I got a power lifter's arm because the power lifter couldn't have it anymore?
That would be funny. And your other arm is just normal. Your other arm is just normal Brad arm. So you just have this one massive.
And the power lifter would, I would see him every week at like church and they would cry because they see their arm losing all the mass. Cause I don't work out. I'm like, I'm not working out.
That's true. It would start disintegrating over time.
Would they cry? They'd be like, that was my arm. Yeah. Okay. Look at that arm. I used to be a world-class power lifter. Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't it be a power move to smack someone with their own arm?
Oh, like I take my arm. Can you take it off? Is it detachable?
No, it's still attached to you. But you just walk up to it like, I remember this is your hand.
When I was a kid, I used to get pinned down. They would take my hands and hit me. Like, don't hit yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
That is the ultimate don't hit yourself prank. You're really hitting them with their hand. You're like, don't hit yourself. Don't hit yourself.
I think I'd be more sad watching my arm wither away on my body. It'd be like, oh my God, look at that arm.
I feel that's exactly how you would take that. You would get someone's arm that you know, and that's the prank you would play, because that's, I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
Oh, I would take that arm and it would be so weak and wimpy by after a year, they'd watch that muscle mass just go.
I'm picking boogies with your hand.
I would tattoo your arm on my side. There's so many funny things I would do with someone else's arm. But I gotta feel like, and you did see this a couple times, but I feel like my wife would be grossed out by all the scars.
Yeah, for being an arm transplant, that's like mega scars on that arm.
Mega scars. And you got all these people in the operating room. Was somebody smoking? I feel like there's a smoker.
I believe there was, yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're like, okay, I'm gonna put the ashes out over here in one of his arteries.
Just blowing it right in his wound.
Yeah. And he's awake too, which I don't understand. Like, you better knock me out.
Well, you would not be watching. Right.
He's watching this convict roll in. I'm just like, you have to really just basically flatline me at this point.
Wasn't he awake when they started sawing his arm? Like, he's like half awake.
And yeah,
like,
and all that blood was just squirting up on her on her chest. I mean, that was so dumb. I'm like, I don't think they would. They're not. I don't think the blood would come like that. I feel like doctors know how to saw without getting that.
I'm sure there is blood. I mean, there's no way to prevent it,
I guess. But wouldn't they stop the blood? Hold on. No. They would stop the blood to that arm way before they sawed it. So there would be no blood in that arm.
I don't think they can stop it. I mean, they could slow it down. I don't think you can stop it. Like, you can only compress it so much. It's not like Dr. Xavier comes in and he's like,
no blood.
Woo! The blood is stopped.
What would you, if you're laying there and MTD comes in with a saw and he's going to be the one chopping your arm off?
I would start flailing on the table.
You realize he chops something else off when you're on the table?
Oh, no.
You wake up, no! It'd be a different movie, man.
I mean, I guess I'd be privileged that you mistook my arm for something else, I guess.
Yeah, like, I wish the doctor wasn't a woman and it was a man that was way more violent. And like, there would be the action.
Yeah.
Like, if the doctor was stalking people to get their body parts to then attach them to other people.
Right.
Like, the doctor was the killer.
That would be better. I mean, there's so many different things you can do to make this movie better.
Why would you want someone else's arm? I think if I had like a hook arm or a plastic arm, I'm getting way more sympathy than taking your arm.
That's truth. Like, could you live looking at that every day, knowing
that came from another body. Like, that is someone else's.
No, I couldn't. That's weird. How did I just have a plastic arm like Chubbs in Happy Gilmore? And I'd be like, hey, man, just got this plastic arm here.
Well, yeah, you could play so many more practical jokes that way.
Oh, I would have so many jokes, Jake. It would never end. I'd be like, hey, pull my finger. They'd come up, oh, my gosh, you didn't mean to pull my arm.
There's this awesome guy on YouTube. He's a veteran, and he lost both of his legs. But he's got, you know, he's keeping the bright spot in life. So he has normal, like, prosthetic legs that he walks with. But then he also made for himself little stubby legs. So he will run around with those. So it's like, but he just.
Was he Cotton from King of the
Hill? It looks like it. It looks like it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What if my nickname was Stubby?
Is it not already?
It's baby hands. We should do the hand though. Let's do the hand, Jacob.
I'm in. Let's do it.
We do more body horror. We could see what it's like to have. I don't know. I think this hand is the one that just crawls around and kills people.
But that's more action than what's going on to this.
Yeah, I want to see basically a foot that goes around and kicks people in the butt.
So now no one dies. No one gets hurt. No one killed. And all of a sudden now the people with the limbs are being murdered. And he discovers that the guy is trying to come back and get his limbs.
We're like in Urban Legend world now. Like, you're our Final Destination. We're in Final Destination. Like, you're going to die.
We learn that the killer's head is on a different body that's taken over. So now he's running around trying to get his limbs back. And the police chase was worse. When he's in the cop car with the guy, and the killer guy has got his arms hanging out the window, and he's like, keep up with him, stay close, don't let him take my arm.
I would just be like, take my arm, man. Wouldn't you?
Seriously, he wanted it gone anyways.
You're either gonna kill me or you're gonna take my arm, so just take my arm.
And then he steals a police car, so that is the first crime he commits.
Now he's going to jail, right?
Yeah, you're instantly going to jail for that. You're instantly going to jail for that. You still stole a police car. And then...
Oh, man, can you imagine if me, you, and MTD got in a cop car and was cruising?
That'd be fun. We're just running around our city with the lights and sirens going.
Oh, my gosh. In our hometown, in our town we live in, that would be... And then we got this on the radio. Wait. Right here.
Brad's trying to rip the shotgun out of the lock mechanism.
We're eating donuts. We're crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's riding in the back behind the cage? MTD?
Oh, I'm driving.
Well, I'm riding shotgun, so MTD's in the back behind the cage. He looks like our perp. But he can lay back and relax, though. He can be back there chilling.
Can you relax? You know how hard those seats are in the back?
I've never been in the back of a cop car, so I don't know.
Plastic ever, and there's no leg room. He would lay back there, and as we're like cutting corners, he'd be just flying around in the back seat because you just slide out of the plastic.
Oh, man, this would be so much fun if he was in the back of a cop car with us cruising.
I think he's going to throw you in the back of the cop car.
I'll go in the back. I don't care. Anyway, so what else do we have? Anything else?
Well, then he basically figures out the doctor's done this. He goes and kills. He goes there and starts shotgunning. He walks in and all you see is this torso that's still like living and moving.
It's like Frankenstein, man. A weird Frankenstein movie.
And then so he blows that up and kills that, and then he kills the doctor, and then he kills the guy's head, and then magically his arm is not making him think bad thoughts anymore. And the movie,
we need to see that scene where he chops his arm off.
Correct. I was waiting for that. Like, get rid of the arm. But nope, he keeps it. And he's like, oh, and then he's writing in his journal at the end. He's like, I no longer have bad thoughts with my arm.
Jacob, if I had a bad arm and I said, will you chainsaw my arm off for me? You would do it, right?
Instantly.
MTD, would you chainsaw my arm off for me if my arm was possessed with Satan?
Before you were nasty, you would hear me in your garage like,
what's that, Brent? He said I'd hire it. And Kristen would be like, what's going on, Brent? I'm like, Jacob's here to chop the old arm off.
Come here, Brad.
Brad, I like the arm. It's not good. I just whacked Max in the head. What if your arm had super strength, though? Like super flex. That's an old callback from back in the day on Made Up Movie. You can check out the Superflex episode early on in 2023. We talked about Superflex. MTD liked that pitch. He actually sat in studio for that recording.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
That's with the old timers.
It is.
The OG crew.
The OG. That was like 2 years ago.
The old gong crew is what I call them. Yeah, so anything else? Are we missing anything about this movie, Jacob?
No, that's about it. It wraps up. He's happy. He's at the beach with his wife and kid, writing in the journal, loving life, living
and
his
best
life.
And how does the skin tone just magically match at the beach?
It does. And there's no scarring on the arm anymore either.
Oh, they were like, we're not putting that makeup on. Nobody cares what it's in. one stars?
This one said, I don't know why I bothered. I knew it was going to be crap, and crap it was. This person says, this movie is so hilariously bad that it may have become my new favorite thing. I don't know about that. I have one more here. For the subject matter, this movie should not be this boring. That's what I got from my bad reviews.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Christian DZ goes 5 stars, underrated horror flick, December 29th, 2025.
Oh.
I don't get this, man. May 18th, 2025, Christopher writes, Jeff Fahey does good work here. A classic technology gone wrong movie. It's entertaining. Holly writes in 2024, I'm a huge Fahey fan. This was a good movie. Old-fashioned horror and jump frights. Fahey does an excellent job at displaying emotional range. He does have the best hair I've seen in a movie in a long time. I do like his hair.
That's true.
I Like Turtles wrote in 2020. Man, they must have been bored. Cult classic for those seeking psychological horror. The acting is top-notch, and the special effects are well done. Introduced my family to it. They must have really loved you at that party. Right. And they enjoyed it as well. Falls into a similar genre as Silence of the Lambs, Seven, and Cape Fear. This movie can't hold the jock of any of those movies. Like, there's no way. There's no way. This movie's... You can't... this movie is as good as Seven. What's in the box? What's in the box? Like, there's.
I would rather watch, what was it, 9/7/8 Evil over this.
Actually, you're right. 9/7/8 Evil is better than this movie, man.
It is.
And that's a crap test. That's a crappy movie.
It is.
What did Jeff Fahey do next? I'm going to look. I only know Jeff Fahey from like the Lawnmower Man.
He quit.
He gave up. He's like, I'm done, man.
He's like, this is it for me. I don't know what he did.
Younger than MTD, Jeff Fahey, by a year, by the way.
Okay.
What did he do after this guy never stops working, man. He's done like a million movies. A million made for TV.
I don't.
Okay. His next movie was Iran, Days of Crisis. And
is
then
that where he gets
did
fake legs.
Then he did his most popular movie, The Lawnmower Man.
Which okay, yeah.
I've never seen.
Really?
Maybe we should do it. I don't know.
I've seen it a long time ago.
Then he did Temptation. He was in Wyatt Earp. Ooh, he's in a Kevin Costner movie.
Okay.
Did he not come back for Lawnmower Man 2?
No.
Who came back for Lawnmower Man 2?
I don't know. Never watched it.
I had
enough with Lawnmower Man 1.
Oh, we should do Lawnmower Man 2. This movie has a 2.6 out of 10 on IMDb. It's on Amazon Prime, Roku, Tubi. Oh my gosh. We should do The Lawnmower Man. When I saw there was a movie called The Lawnmower Man, I'm like, I want to see a guy mow a lawnmower. That's what I was thinking. It wasn't like that at all.
Brad thinking he's going to go see a movie that just a man mowing his lawn. It sounds like an MTV movie.
Oh, it does. MTV. The sound of a lawnmower puts me to sleep. MTV mows 3 yards, by the way. This guy's relentless.
Hey.
He is a lawnmower man.
There's nothing better than some fresh cut grass.
You know what? MTD, when he passes and I write his autobiography, I'm going to title it The Lawnmower Man. The story of MTD. That's his second biography. His other one's already released. Jacob, true. Movie torture or movie gold?
This was double torture. It was boring. There was no action. It was never ending. It was a long hour 20.
This movie, okay, for me, it's double torture, too. I'm with you. There's no way I could say this movie's good. It is way worse than Sleepwalkers. The difference, Sleepwalkers came out the next year.
But that was funny, at least. Sleepwalkers
was at least funny. This movie had nothing to laugh at.
No. You had no investment, nothing to laugh at, didn't care, and it was boring.
It was so boring, man. Max watches with me, and he was so bored. He was like,
why he actually made it all the way through.
He made it through at least half of it. He joined me like a quarter in. I was like, poor kid, man. He's going to need therapy.
He's going to become an adult, never watch movies ever just because of how bad movies. You tortured him.
He hates movies. I don't understand. Why? How does a kid hate movies?
Because the movies you torture him with.
It's called movie torture. That's why we watch them. Oh, my gosh. Well, for MTD... For Jacob, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Movie Torture.